Teacher recruitment and retention is one of the greatest challenges that Craven County Schools faces, says Superintendent Megan Doyle.
When I look at us in our region, I think we have the largest need for teachers right this minute per student.
A Department of Public Instruction report shows Craven County Schools had the fifth highest teacher vacancy rate in the state last school year. Right now, the district has 58 open teaching positions. Doyle says this is largely due to a high number of recent retirees.
Just in the last 8 or 9 months, almost 50 teachers have retired. That's a big number. And not only is it a big number, it's a huge amount of professional knowledge walking out the door. These are teachers who have anywhere between 25 and 30 years of experience, who unfortunately in the last several years have received the lowest increases in pay.
Over the last 4 years, teachers who've worked in the profession for 25 years or longer have seen a modest 2.6% increase in pay. And salaries stop increasing with experience after a teacher has spent 25 years in the field. This creates a financial incentive for teachers to retire as soon as they're eligible. And Doyle says recruiting beginning teachers to fill this void is no easy task, particularly because the state's average teacher salary lags behind neighboring states.
We are competing with the state of South Carolina now for teachers. That's not something I ever thought that I would say in my career, quite frankly. And that's nothing about the quality of South Carolina. We've just never been in that situation. But we are now competing not just with local school districts, but with surrounding states for teachers.
State lawmakers determine teachers' base salaries, but many counties supplement that. Doyle says this makes it more difficult to compete with districts that can afford to pay teachers more.
And so we are really working with our local elected officials to try to move our budget in the direction of being able to recruit teachers and retain them for a longer period of time. Please don't misunderstand me. It's not just supplements and salaries that get teachers in the door and keeps them in the door, but that is a huge deciding factor when people are beginning to look for options.
East Carolina University's Director of Educator Preparation, Vivian Covington, says a myriad of reasons influences a beginning teacher's decision on where to seek employment. She says pay is one factor, but geography has become another. And when there's a statewide teacher shortage, Covington says, the problem is exacerbated in rural areas such as the counties in eastern North Carolina.
In the past, we've had shortages, but they were not necessary geographical shortages. But now we find that because the pool has shrunk, then those rural areas, both in the east and western part of the state, tend to suffer more. So if you are a young person coming out of college and you are looking to live in a large city or those types of things, a rural area may not be as attractive to you initially.
One district in the region is working to overcome this geographical barrier. Pitt County Schools recently developed a program that seeks to improve teacher recruitment and retention by offering higher-paying career pathways. The district's Director of Leadership Development, Thomas Feller, says the first newly created position, called Facilitating Teacher, offers a 15% salary supplement and aims to improve classroom learning outcomes.
They work with other adults to look at something that's impacting student learning negatively and then trying to solve that. So looking at different strategies, they're doing research in the classroom, and then they meet outside of the classroom with other teachers. They compare data. They look at how different strategies might be working in one classroom versus another.
Another new position is called the multi-classroom teacher. Feller says these instructors will train and mentor less experienced teachers.
They're there to support inexperienced and novice teachers. So they co-teach with them in the same classroom, so both teachers would be up at the same time, but they're really teaching them about what are best practices in education. And so it's a high support induction model in that sense. So either for novice teachers or teachers that just don't have a lot of experience that need that extra support.
In addition to its multiple career pathways program, the district offers beginning teachers a chance to receive national board certification training through its Teacher Leadership Institute. When the training is complete, the district pays for the certification test, and teachers who pass the test receive a higher base salary rate. The district's Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, Valicia Council, says her department is advertising all of these new opportunities at job fairs.
There is a career pathway that, well, before we weren't able to speak to, but now there are, you know, more ways in which if we do recruit teachers that we can share with them. You know, you can start out as a beginning teacher, then you got the key beginning beginning teachers, you have the Teacher Leadership Institute, and then they also run into the National Board Certification that, you know, of course, means more money.
Council says even though Pitt County Schools is working to help teachers earn more money and improve their skills, the struggle to recruit and retain qualified teachers remains. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.